And if we can come to the point that we can say, I can't do that, then we're ready for the gospel. Then we're ready to come to what God is doing. So when Jesus Christ says, God is Spirit, this is unbelievably profound, unbelievably important. But let's put a few things together before we move in that direction. Staying with John here, look back at chapter 3, please. Chapter 3, verse 33. Chapter 3, verse 33. Now, let's see what we've got here. God is Spirit. Okay? Now look at John 3, 33. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true. Okay? God is, put it up here, God is Spirit, God is true, or truth. Now, in his epistles, John makes two other declarations concerning God. Look with me in 1 John. Let's take a look at 1 John. This is the God, dear people, that you profess you want to have an intimacy with and a relationship with. Then let's learn some things about him. If a man or woman desires to have a relationship with someone, an intimacy with someone, he wants to